Author Ben Stubbs moved here from Canberra for a job as a journalism lecturer at the University of South Australia. The Adelaide Hills resident has released a book called The Crow Eaters, A Journey Through South Australia. It is exploring this great state. He joins me now. Welcome, Ben.
Thanks for having me.
So what prompted this investigation into South Australia as an outsider as well?
Well, my previous career was as a travel writer, and I was always kind of focused on what was over there. So my journeys would be somewhere that involved a big plane trip and a complicated itinerary and visas and these sorts of things. And I'd never stopped to think about what were the stories of the place that I called home, of the, you know, the narratives, you know, literally beneath my feet. We have preconceptions of what South Australia is and isn't. But it just got me thinking there must be so much more to it. If South Australia is a place of, you know, a million square kilometres, there's got to be a lot more to it than that.
Mm, how much of South Australia do you cover?
12,000 kilometres I clocked up in my car during the writing of it. The South Coast, and this is something, you know, showing friends who've come here, not just from the East Coast, but from overseas as well, is how open it is. People don't appreciate, you know, that notion of open spaces and beaches where you can be the only person on there and it being, you know, the most spectacular beach you've seen that year. And I think that that's something, you know, that idea of exploration where you can get in your car and say, where are we going to go today? Mm. Let's just drive south and we'll see what we see. One of the benefits of writing a book about it is that when you see that beach or that cove or that little town, you've also got the curiosity to look into the stories about it. So, you know, when I went to Goolwa, for example, that's a lovely place to stop and have fish and chips. But when you start digging into the history, you know, I looked and found out that Mark Twain, of all people, who's, you know, that notable writer, you know, Huckleberry Finn, and he was a very prominent travel writer as well, he actually visited Goolwa during his travels in 1895. And many people didn't know that, you know, this man who was, you know, the most famous writer of his generation held an audience in, you know, 1895 in Goolwa, of all places. And writing a book like this allows you the opportunity to discover little, you know, tidbits like that.
Yeah. And you went along the River Murray, and it's quite an extraordinary place. I think that's very much an untapped resource as well.
Absolutely. And I think, as an outsider, my initial explorations kind of focused on the desert of South Australia, you know, going north and going to Coober Pedy, going to Innamincka, these sorts of places. But it wasn't until I travelled along the river and went from the border way up north all the way down to the Murray mouth that you appreciate what a significant place it holds within South Australia, not just politically, but you see these people who are refurbishing old paddle steamers. You see people who, you know, will take you through the tributaries on their kayak to, you know, to show you emus and kangaroos and, you know, the history of the place that they've known for years and years and years. And it's one of those things that I think you have to appreciate best by going there. And that, for me, was, you know, sleeping on a tiny little paddle steamer up further north than Renmark, where after everyone had left, after the sun was just setting, where you can kind of appreciate that quiet tranquility of the water, where it's like glass and where the birds are kind of settling in the trees and you've got that pink dusk. That's something that you can't really replicate any other way other than being there, and that was just magical, I think.
Oh, wow. How can we get our hands on this book?
All good bookstores. it's widely available at the moment, and this is something that I'm really grateful to South Australians for as well, that they've really, you know, shown their enthusiasm for the book. So it's available all across South Australia at the moment.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for your time today, Ben.
Thanks for having me.